Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of No Bad Days Podcast. We're actually mid-conversation right now, and we're just going to start keep going on it because we figured we might as well record this as content. Anyways, my favorite part of being a spare at Beer League Hockey is when you're a spare, you're obviously not on their team. You're just filling in, and I take probably like seven-minute long shifts.
Oh, yeah.
You guys do that too?
Long. Yeah. I think, like, the first period, you kind of feel it out and, like, you do a couple quick shifts, and then once they get tired out, then you could start taking the longer.
Yeah. My thing is, I just go long the whole time. And then in the last like period of the game or whatever, I'll stay until there's about 45 seconds to a minute left. And then I'll get off and be like, okay, I'm done.
You just get off the ice. You don't even go to the bench.
Like, yeah.
I'm done.
The thing with Beer League too is, like, I don't know if you guys get like this, but, like, obviously you're not like trying your hardest, you're kind of just floating around, maybe trying stuff you usually wouldn't do, but, like, once, like, the game's like coming to an end and it's like tight, like, say you're like losing by one, you start to get pissed. You guys get like pissed off a little bit.
Oh yeah. You start to just drive the net.
Like, I remember like legit chasing a guy down one time and like whacking him right in like the stick, like, just like,
it always
nuts. Beer Meanwhile, league, this guy maybe played like double A, like, growing up. Like, you don't know.
Beer league games always start like the first 5 minutes. People just like don't care. Somebody will score two quick ones, and then it's game on from there.
Yeah, that switch like just flips in your head.
My thing is when I go, I try to play with beer league etiquette where you're like, you know how you're not supposed, like, it's not like, really
no
a
high
rule.
Sticks.
No high sticks. You know, and if someone's in front of you, you're not shooting it through them. You're trying to make a move around them.
Yeah, but, like, pucks don't have eyes in beer league.
Like, no, like, you're not trying to blow a guy's ankle up with your shot. But, like,
you actually come play in Winnipeg, man.
That's what their NHL is there, though.
Yeah.
These guys are
trying out for the Jets here.
Yeah, guys here. They think Kevin Cheveldayoff's in the stands probably watching.
I'm not kidding you. Like, I don't play with guys my age. I play with, like, probably 30 to 50-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these guys, if there's a puck in the crease, they're going on their knees or on their stomachs to block a shot.
Yeah, dude, that's exactly what I was just about to say. Like,
they're not even kidding.
Last night I was trying to play by beer league rules, and I came down the side, and I was going to take a shot on net. Next thing I know, this D-man slides on his side with his head in front of my blade. I'm like... what do you want me to, like,
you want to eat this thing?
Yeah, so I just flicked it in the corner.
Dump and change.
Yeah. Do you guys know who Zenon Konopka is?
Yeah, he played for the Sens.
Yeah,
and the 67s, actually.
Yeah, and played for a couple other NHL teams too, and he's obviously well retired now. And I play against them here in the summers because, like Marty, I play with, like, the older guys, just whatever. But
not a big deal.
This guy, like, goes just balls to the wall, gets down, one knee, no flamingo, eating shots.
Yeah.
He dove to he plays defense in the league. And I think someone rimmed a puck, and he was, like, coming on. And he, like, dove on his belly to keep the puck in the blue line. For this shift. And then the one time, this guy, like, if for our listeners out there, if you don't know who Zenon is, like, go to YouTube, look up Zenon Konopka fights.
Yeah, okay? He's a nail gun.
He's nuts. That guy's nose looks like a water bottle. Like, it's so broken, it's insane.
I've heard he's actually an unreal dude, though.
Well, he's such a beauty.
Yeah, but doesn't he do, like, a lot of, like, charity work and stuff like that too?
He does.
Okay,
in and around the city, he does a lot of charity work. Obviously, like, he used his platform pretty well, but and really nice guy. Like, you could talk to him, like, very
right.
But I remember the one time, like, the puck was in the corner and I was racing him to it, and I think he let me get there first, and he pushed me with one arm and I went flying.
Yeah, he's strong.
He is so strong, that guy. I think it's like a mixture of, like, obviously being a beast when he played, and then the old man strength. But oh my god, I was so scared.
Yeah, old man strength's definitely a thing, man.
Oh yeah,
that's real. It's real for sure.
You ever get into like a puck battle with like a 50-year-old man that can't skate? Like, he's winning that puck battle.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but he just
RKO you most likely.
Yeah.
They just know how to use their leverage. It's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I don't know what it is. Like, they haven't been to a gym in 25 years, yet they'll crush your head.
Yeah.
Because they've been swinging the hammer for 30.
Yeah.
That's true.
Bricklayers are all playing in the beer leagues. And
yeah. I've only been swinging the hammer for 3 years, so I'm not quite there yet.
I found my old construction helmet in the garage yesterday. I was going to send you a picture, Marty, just for old time's sake.
You should have threw it on.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta send you guys a picture of my steel toe boots. The lace is broke, so the lace on one of my boots is wire for like a weed whacker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I tie up my boots with.
Attaboy.
Nice. Yeah.
That's such a beauty move.
That's pretty safe too on the job site.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like in high school, the kids that used to wear a hockey lace as a belt.
Yeah.
I did that, so.
Yeah, I actually never did that, but I had one of those gong show belts that had the laces across them.
Yeah, I had one. It's like four laces.
Yeah, it's like a clamp belt, so yeah.
I definitely used to buy the colored laces from the hockey store and put them in my jeans.
That's all right. That's funny.
That's all right. You're young. I used to wear gong show almost every day.
I also had high top Osirises, so whatever.
My nickname in high school was Gong Show because literally that's all I would wear.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I had a shirt. It was first of all, I had a hat that said Russian D-Man.
Yeah.
And that was like all the Russia shit. And then a t-shirt that said Johnny D-Man always walking the line. And it's a picture of Johnny Cash. Like,
yeah. Totally. Yeah. I had that shirt too. Even though I was a forward.
Did you guys have the Aeropostale Hollister phase at all?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Huge, huge Abercrombie Hollister phase.
Yeah.
Not so much Aeropostale, but Abercrombie Hollister for sure.
That was such a phase. Bright
colors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That went well with the faux hawk stage. Every haircut I got was a faux hawk.
Yeah, I had some pretty good faux hawks too.
Yeah, back in the day, faux hawks were like it's not our generation, we're still in the same generation, but our group's
frosted tips
TikTok's hair, you know, the fuzzy hair that comes out your forehead, that was like faux hawks for us.
Yeah like,
should I try doing that one day?
I think it was like frosted tips in the mid 2000s. I think we were early 2010, so the faux hawk. And then now the kids are doing the TikTok hair where it looks like a bunch of cotton candy.
There's also the Bieber hair stage, but I never had that.
I had that for a little bit too. Yeah. And I also did the frosted tips for a bit.
Yeah, I had frosted tips when I was a kid. Never had the Bieber flow though.
Well, yeah, your
hair. Oh, you can't. Yeah, your hair looks like a Q-tip.
Yeah, I have a steel brush on top of my head, so.
Yeah.
The faux hawk was perfect.
That's good for golf though. If you get a dirty club, you can just rub it on the top of your head. It cleans all the grooves out.
And if I can't pay for dinner, I go on the back and just give it to a bunch of pots and pans.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
it works out well, Tav. It's good.
I'll have to try it.
Have you guys caught any NHL preseason yet?
Yeah, I watched a couple games.
I haven't even seen a single one yet.
The Jets play the Sens tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure the Jets will lose like 10-0 or something.
I know the Sens spanked the Leafs back to back on Saturday.
So who's
was that Saturday?
The Sens won the second game, bud.
I thought they won the first game too.
Are any of the big
I think they did the split squad, so they lost the Sens lost the first game, and then they won the second game. But
I thought they won the first game, or sorry, I thought they won both games.
No, I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Hey, I didn't watch them.
Do you guys, when you're on a plane, do you guys turn your phone on to airplane mode, or do you just rock it as long as you rock your data as long as you can until it goes out?
Airplane mode, dude. I don't want to
airplane mode. Airplane mode as soon as they tell us to.
Yeah. I rock data until we're in the clouds, and then it goes out.
I don't want to crash, man. I don't want to be responsible for a little mishap with the pilot and the tower, and then.
I feel like whoever's sitting beside me, like, always is like a bird's eye view, just like scoping out my phone because I'm like a kid.
The travel gods, the travel gods rewarded me with good travel on the way home from Victoria.
Yeah, yeah.
They rewarded me for my troubles on the trip there. So I had a direct flight from Victoria to Ottawa. So no changing around in the airport, no missing flights, nothing, and I got the whole row to myself.
That's nice.
So I was just sprawled out. It was nice. I have to say, it was nice.
Traveling to Ottawa these days, eh?
No, it's not really. Not a lot of people going.
Yeah, I was gonna say Victoria to Ottawa. That doesn't seem like too popular of a flight.
No, it was like half empty, so it was nice, relaxing.
All right.
Yeah, I took my shoes off and put them on the window.
Put it on the person's head in front of you.
I might become an air marshal one day and then just go on planes and arrest people for inappropriate behavior.
We should. Honestly, I think we'd be really good at it. Or even like this, like, airport etiquette, and then we go on the plane. Like,
so yeah.
If you're in the airport as well, like if you're napping, like, face first on the floor in the airport.
Yeah, that should be.
You're like straight to jail.
Yeah, straight to jail. If you.
That person did what, like, sat beside your head while you were sleeping?
Yeah,
that's jail.
If the TSA agent has to tell you to take your laptop out after you already put your bag on the conveyor belt, then that's 10 years in prison.
Yeah, it can't be happening.
Yeah, I got dinged as a random search at TSA this past time too.
Really?
Oh yeah, I got the old swab up the. What is it? They do the hands, the belt buckle for some reason, and your legs. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, they do like. I got swabbed on my way to Florida. They did like inside my bags though.
Yeah, they do that sometimes too. Yeah.
My hands inside my bags and like my ankles.
Yeah, mine was as I was going through the scanner. So the scanner beeped when I went through, and the guy went, "Oh, random selection." I was like, "Huh."
He's like, "Oh, perfect. Come over here, boy."
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, we're doing a full cavity search. Like, oh.
You're like, good luck with that.
Yeah, come on. I just ate.
Yeah, I just had a coffee.
Yeah. You guys, anyways, so yeah, you don't turn your, you go airplane mode right away.
Yeah.
Pretty much as soon as we start moving to like the takeoff spot, you know.
Yeah, I've been testing out that theory, and it hasn't caught me. They haven't caught me yet. So, I mean, they might now if someone listens, but
I'm pretty sure it's like not like an actual thing where like it can mess up, but you just never know. And I don't want to be the one to do that.
Here's a question. At what point do you start getting comfortable and like turn on your show on the flight? Like right
after,
away?
After the climb.
Yeah.
That's it. I do this. As soon as I sit down on my seat,
I can't like turn music on or do anything until we're like up, and then like the seatbelt sign goes on.
Yeah, you guys you guys have to nail your feet to the floor. Make sure you don't go anywhere.
Man, climbs are not fun.
That's the thing I don't understand though. The
plane and
everything. I get being nervous about flying, but like if you think about it this way, if you're nervous about taking off and landing, you literally have no outcome on the situation anyway. So why would you even worry about it?
You know, what's funny is when we're doing the climb, I always look out the window and see how high we are. I go, well, we're fucked now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I know. Exactly
what you mean. If anything's going to go wrong, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking at the land. You're like, oh boy.
Oh boy. Those people are starting to look like ants.
Yeah.
We're 10 feet up.
Yeah,
it's not like you're on a boat, right? It's not like you're on a boat. If the boat sinks, you can just jump off and swim. It's like you're in the air and you don't have any way down. So
have you seen the TikTok of the guy that's doing the that's too easy, man. You know that sound?
Yeah.
It was like a, do you know the sound that I'm talking about where it's like, come on, that's too easy, man.
Yeah, it's LeBron James.
Yeah, and it's it's like, if the plane's ever crashing, I'm just hopping out 10 or like 5 feet before the plane crashes. And then he's like, it's a soft landing. That's too easy, man.
Actually, heard an interesting thing about squirrels. I don't know if you guys seen this video, but if a squirrel can jump off any surface, no matter how high, and it will not die.
I don't think so.
Yeah, dude.
You throw a squirrel out of a plane, it's going to live?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's, they can't really test that theory, but
that would be
PETA's coming after you on that one.
Yeah.
PETA's going to be rapping at my door after that comment, but obviously you can't really test that theory because
it's not really fair to test that theory because
messed up because hey, if you're wrong, first of all, you would obviously settle the argument. However, you would have a dead squirrel on your hands. So you can't really get into that.
It's a it's true. I just looked it up. It's a physics equation.
Okay.
No, it's true because you know how when squirrels jump, they can spread their body out and get the resistance from the wind.
Yeah.
It's like jumping in those glider suits, you know?
Oh, but that's those flying squirrels.
No, it's every squirrel. Every squirrel can do not to that extent, but they can create their surface area on their body to they accelerate they can't go past a certain amount of feet per second of falling because of that. So once they're at that, that's the max that they can go, no matter how high it is, and then they can just land and live. So
okay, now I want them to test this theory.
The reason I was thinking about that is because if squirrels went on a plane, they'd have no worry in the world.
Yeah, they could just
Well, I don't know.
Look it up. It's
I don't think so. I think if a squirrel fell out of a plane at 30,000 feet in the air, that thing's gonna look like mist when it hits the ground.
No.
Mist.
I don't know. You know what though? We'll never know because there's only one way to find out, and that's we'll never know.
Never.
Yo.
You see there's a new season of Survivor started?
Yeah, I watched the first episode last week.
Yep, same here.
Interesting. They have some new stuff again, right?
Yeah, a couple new things. Should be a good season.
Yeah, it should be good. I haven't watched it in a while, so I think there's been two seasons since I've seen the last one. But yeah, we'll definitely be watching that.
Yeah.
Speaking of new things, show Marty told me about the other day, that new series on Netflix about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Okay, I got I think 4 episodes left, but oh my god,
I'm only one episode in.
So. Okay, we won't spoil anything, but it's just so messed.
Yeah, it's
messed one episode in though. That's
yeah.
Oh yeah.
No. Yeah, but it's just like that though. It's just like that the whole time.
Did you guys knew who Jeffrey Dahmer was before that, right?
Yeah.
For some reason, when I
actually the first time I heard his name was in
Katy Perry's one.
Yeah, I'll eat your heart out. Like Jeffrey Dahmer. Mm. Yeah.
When this is how naive I am. When I first clicked on the Netflix thing, I thought it was Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, that's an acceptable.
But then, so I had to search up who Jeffrey Dahmer was, and I was like, "What the fuck? Who is this
guy?" I will say though, as horrible as the crimes committed was, the guy that plays him in the series, I think was an amazing actor to portray.
Yeah, he's actually really good.
I thought, I've never seen that guy before.
And then the guy that plays his dad is the dad in Step Brothers.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that too. Yeah.
I was laughing because every time he gives his son shit, all I hear is "God damn it, Dale!
God damn it, Dale!" Yeah, he gets all fired up. But yeah, no, dude, that's. I mean, it's kind of interesting how, Netflix will take on a story like that and make it watchable at the same time as it's the hell.
Yeah. Well, you know what, I knew what he did to an extent, but
you didn't know it was
some other things. I was holy.
Yeah, dude, it's
I've never even heard of him, to be honest. So It's all pretty new. But another new series that I finished, it's only three episodes, I think, called The Bling Ring.
I saw that on my watch list the other day. Is it good?
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
No, I'll watch it tonight.
It's what, Johnny?
Is it a series?
Yeah, it's like a Netflix quick true crime documentary.
Oh, like one of those limited series?
Yeah, these teenagers that burglarize like a bunch of like Paris Hilton, Orlando Bloom. They like broke into their homes and like took all their clothes and.
Oh, like it's real?
Yeah, it's real, based on true story. It was like in 2010.
Oh wow,
I've never heard of that. That's crazy.
And they made a movie about it after it, like after these kids got caught. They made an actual movie about it, and Emma Watson was the lead character.
Oh really?
In like 2011 or 2012.
Really?
And then now they just came out with the actual documentary with two of the four people that were the burglars.
That'd be funny if they got Orlando Bloom to play one of the burglars in that movie.
Did you guys hear, speaking of like being robbed or like scandals and such, did you guys hear about what Brett Favre did?
No,
I've seen people being like making fun of him on social media, but I don't know what he did.
This guy is the most probably insane person of all time. So if you don't know who Brett Favre is, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback in the NFL. He probably made over $100 million in his career.
Yeah, he played for like 20 years.
Yeah. So, and he was like pretty well liked when he was a player, I'm pretty sure.
He's the gunslinger because he threw the ball so friggin' hard, he would break his wide receiver's fingers. Like, that was like a thing.
Yeah. So essentially what he did was it's not funny, so I don't know why I'm giggling. It's actually it's just so ridiculous that it's like
that you have to laugh.
You shouldn't even laugh. It's just so absurd. But essentially there's a fund in I think it's Mississippi where he is that goes towards helping people with poverty and welfare, right? So like they rely on the money to come in to help pay for, you know, their things, but they're super in tough, right? And the scandal is that Brett Favre has collaborated with the people that were running this fund to take money out of this fund from the poor people and use that money to buy his daughter's college a new volleyball court because she plays on the volleyball team.
Oh my God.
So they're legitimately robbing people of like people in poverty of the money, and they're using it to help put in a new volleyball court at this university, which is insane. and another thing he wanted to do was he wanted to use prisoners from the prison who wouldn't be paid to make the locker room for them.
Oh my God.
Like, does he think he's helping?
You make $100 million in your career, you should probably just, I don't know, get the volleyball court yourself if you want it that bad.
I'm going to look
like in the 2000s, that guy was in every fucking jean commercial there was.
Yeah, he was like the spokesperson for Levi Strauss or whatever jean company it was. Maybe it was Wranglers. I don't know.
Yeah, it was some.
His net worth was $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes a little more sense now because I saw a video the other day and the caption like on the thing was a day in the life of like Brett Favre.
Yeah,
it was something along those lines, and the video was the music video of God's Plan by Drake. You know how he's like giving out money?
Oh yeah,
but they were playing it in reverse, so he's taking the money away.
Yeah, legit.
That's
so awesome. Disgusting, man. Disgusting.
That's terrible. Yeah. Okay. This podcast is not fans of Brett Favre anymore.
Like, okay, stealing money in any facet is bad. But like, if you're going to embezzle money, like do it from like a corporation with billions and billions of dollars. Don't literally take it out of people in poverty's hands.
Yeah.
And like, think it's not going to come out.
Yeah. Like do it to like the yacht club. Don't do it to that. What was that organization called? You know?
The yacht club?
No, the one.
Oh no, I didn't get. I heard it on a Spit and Chicklets podcast this morning when I was listening to it.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, come on, man! Like, you got to be better than that.
Yeah, that's. You definitely have to be better than
that. That is just so greedy. That's insane.
That's unacceptable behavior, especially from like a, like that guy, like one of the most famous football players ever.
Yeah.
You know, like you're a role model to, like, how big is the NFL in the US? Like, it's the biggest business in the US. You're a role model to friggin'
tens billions, of people. Billions of people.
Like that. And then you do shit like that.
Zillions even.
Zillions,
a quadrillion dollars.
Speaking of money, on the other side of things, the NHL salary cap looks like it's going up $10 million in the next 4 years.
Oh, nice!
So that makes all these big contracts people are signing, like, makes them sit a little bit better in the owner's stomach, I think.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see what the Leafs will do with that, because you know, they like to dance the line of the salary cap quite often.
Oh, they'll spend right up to it.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. All of a sudden, Kyle Clifford's going to be making $6 million. So
yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
For his two-way A deal.
Do you guys want to do playoff predictions already? Now that the season's about to start.
No.
I need to see like the first. Yeah. The first
two weeks. You can't see the first 2 weeks of the season. You have to do it before the season starts.
I don't even know,
like that last time.
I don't even know what the most recent trades are.
Well, then you probably won't do very well, but that's not my problem.
Yeah, we should do some homework and do that next week.
Okay, next week is the hard deadline, because that'll be right before their season starts.
Yeah.
That was one of my main topics for today's podcast. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
You know what we should do?
How many people can you put into a fantasy, like, hockey draft?
Yeah, I was thinking about doing this today, but I was thinking about doing not a fantasy draft, but a public, like, pool.
Yeah. Right,
where you have, like, you know how, like, they have, like, the tiers of players and you can pick who you think has the most points?
Yeah.
We should do something like that and open it up to the public, so we can have a competition going on.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
I was going to say too, you know what we should do, and I think this would just be fun, is once, like, the seasons, like, get going and stuff. I know the NFL season's already underway, but we should place a bet and pick the winners of the Super Bowl, the NHL playoffs, and the NBA playoffs.
And parlay them?
Yeah, and see how we do. We'll go like, I don't know, $20 each.
We'll go like $3,000 each.
I think if we put $20,
if we're
put
not NCAA athletes, we can bet.
Yeah, true. If we, I bet if we put, no pun intended, I bet if we put $60 on those three to hit, and if we got all three of them in a parlay, I bet we'd make a sick amount of money.
Oh yeah, that'd be six.
Probably a schmilly.
Sure. Probably close to like $200 million.
I think my buddy added like a. Like this past weekend, he had a 25 leg parlay,
mm-hmm.
$1, and I think the payout was like $250,000. Like, it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Could you imagine if that hit though?
If that hit, like, that's like, you have to like just like retire from like life. Like,
yeah, you would have no more luck left up.
Like, you're done. Like, you can't even walk down the street without, like...
Yeah, you gotta be a bubble wrap. A bubble wrap guy.
Yeah, literally.
Because your luck's gone.
Bubble boy.
Yeah.
Bubble butt.
Bubble butt.
Remember, that was a cool song?
Yeah, that was a sick song. That would always play at, like high school dances.
Bubble butt?
Yeah, and you'd be with your boys in the corner.
Yeah, everyone's on their phone. Everyone's on their like BlackBerry curve. Just
everyone.
Like,
everyone met up before the dance in the bush outside the high school and had like a few pints, and then like acted super hammered when he went inside.
Yeah, six guys shared one beer. And then,
yeah. and you're like, hey, you guys feeling it yet? And they're like, yeah.
I remember this after your first sip. You're like, shit.
I remember this party. I think it was grade 9, and me and like I think. Four other people were in like the cellar of this basement, like away from everyone, because like the parents were home, and they had, I'm not even kidding, one of the guys had one beer and then a handful of you know those candies, the Bigfoot, they're like blue.
Yeah.
So we were all sharing this beer. And then after, we had to like put the candy in our mouths to like hide the beer breath.
Oh my God.
No, this is the plan. We're like, oh yeah, we're the fucking coolest. Like, this is sick. But yeah, not that cool looking back on it. That's like, I don't know, just something you do when you're 14.
Yeah, I don't even know when I had my first beer. I can't even remember or where I had it.
You don't remember your first beer?
Pretty funny story that if my parents listen to this, they'll get a laugh because they always chirp me for it. You know what like mud shakes are?
No.
They're like the liqueur, like milk mud slides. They're drinks.
Oh.
You like buy them like pre-made?
It's like chocolate milk kind of?
Yeah, but it's like a little bit of alcohol and it's like a cooler.
It's like Bailey's, but like in a cooler?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when I'd go to my cabin, I'd get to have like like one sip. And then I'd put the cap back on. And that was all I had. And it would last me like a month.
You guys ever take alcohol from your parents' basement or wherever they keep their alcohol?
Yeah, I still do.
Same.
I don't buy my own booze.
I do now. I was way too scared back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
My parents said that they had measured all the amounts of alcohol in there and they just completely, you know, lied.
Yeah. I definitely did a little
bit. No chance.
Yeah, they said they put Sharpie marks on where the levels were. I think my sister one time took some booze out of one and then filled it back up with water and just completely ruined the alcohol.
Yeah.
Also, one time my sister, I think one of us, wasn't me, let's just say that, one of the kids in my family, I don't know who it was. I almost blamed it on my sister, but I'm not sure it was her. There's a bottle of Crown Royal that my dad had, but it was like a 50-year-old limited edition one. Yeah. So it was worth like a couple $100 or whatever. And I remember someone cracked it open and took like half of it and filled it back up with something else. Oh, and my dad found it like probably a year ago and he was so mad.
Actually, that something similar happened to my buddy last summer. It was his birthday. And in his basement, his dad had a 15-year-old bottle of 1942. Okay.
Is that good?
And it was given to him as a gift. He had a milestone at work or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the company gave it to him.
Yeah, we're following.
Like, box wasn't even untouched. Like, box has never even been opened. When he took it off the shelf, there was a fucking, like, you could see like a dust ring around it. Like, it was like brand new, obviously.
Never touched.
Obviously, he just had the boys over. He just started handing out drinks. When he told me what it was and where it came from, I'm not kidding. I'm not just saying this. I didn't have any. I didn't partake in that because I was like, I'm going to feel like shit if I do. But yeah. The rest of the fellas did. But yeah, he ended up buying a new bottle and putting it back in the thing. But so it worked out. And obviously my buddy and nor his parents will listen to this podcast. So I'm not too worried about telling that story, but yeah, it was a little scary because his mom did actually find out. His dad never did, but his mom did. And she wasn't too happy.
Yeah. That's rule number one. Don't tell dad.
Don't tell dad.
Yeah. Yeah. In my family, it's don't tell mom. Cause Tammy would get pissed.
Yeah.
You know how it's like, you know how like when you get in trouble, it's like wait till your father gets home.
Yeah.
For me, it's wait till your mother gets home.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh boy.
Yeah. I feel like Tammy.
Oh yeah. What's mom gonna do?
Yeah. What? Oh yeah, Dad. What's mom gonna do that you can't do? I thought you were a man. Call him out. So you get.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's even more bad. Oh, no, my mom, she's the, how do you say it? She's the,
she lays down the law.
Yeah. Is that what's the word for that? Enforcer?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, but like, she would just like, she's just so much better at like talking than everyone. So it's like, she just like makes you feel like crap. She never do anything. She just would make like every time you get in trouble from her, you're just like, fuck.
Yeah, you're just like, fuck, I'm a bad person.
I get in trouble and my mom would be like, go to your room. And I'd be like, okay. And then I'd walk up to my room and I'd go to the vent in my room that would go right down to her office. And I'd go through the vent and like I'd whisper, I'd be like, fuck you.
Did you guys ever run away?
No.
Run away.
My parents would be like, where the hell are you going to go?
Yeah. I know.
Do the first thing.
I never did either.
My mom still packs for me. How am I going to pack up my own gear when I'm six and run away?
Mom, I'm running away. Can you just pack my stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pack a lunch.
Can you pack me like 5 sandwiches? I'll be gone for a few days.
When I used to get mad as a kid, I'd go to my room and then I'd set my pillow up on my bed against the wall. I had this big body pillow. I'd set it up against the wall. And you know how we do that thing with the hat, John? Like when you put the hat, I used to just beat my pillow.
Maybe that's actually amazing.
Like a heavy bag. I would just go at it until I was tired and then I'd calm down.
Maybe we can, because I have a couple videos of you doing that in various public places. Maybe we should post one because I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, well, we can explain it now, I guess. Like I don't even know how we started doing it.
Well, you told me it started on your junior team.
Yeah, right? But I can't. We did it in juniors, but I can't remember like as to like. Anyways, we'd be messing around on the bus in juniors, and they have those headrests for your seats, and we'd be like being stupid or whatever on the bus, and someone would put their toque like stretched all the way around the headrest, so it would look like someone was sitting there, and we would just go up and like pretend to like talk shit to its face, and then eventually we just start going ham on it.
Yeah And then I remember after you told me that story, we would from then on we would just randomly do it. I'd put my hat on something, whether it's like a basketball or like a couch or a pillow, and like you wouldn't even notice, and I'd be like, Tab, you see this fucking guy?
Yeah. And I'd be like, oh yeah, this guy's talking right?
to you. I think I have a video of you doing that to the pylon upstairs in the Marriott.
Oh yeah, probably.
Oh yeah,
that poor pylon.
That pylon got a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, that pylon used to just get tortured at 3 a.m. when we were all be up there.
Yeah, Dave would be trying to wash his face or do something without his glasses on, and he'd just be like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, he would never, well, he would join in sometimes, but most of the time he'd be ready to go to sleep.
After we broke his bed, he never joined again.
Yeah, we broke the shit out of his bed. And then we tried to say it was broken before.
Who was with me when we broke Frizz's bed?
That was me.
That was good because he actually didn't notice and then he sat in it.
Yeah. I broke Will's bed.
He looked like the letter V after.
Remember when I broke or I pranked Will?
Yeah.
With his bed?
Yeah.
Johnny, you weren't at school yet. It was freshman year.
Yeah.
And Will had been, we would always go to their house, the old shack, and we'd go and just hang out there every Sunday for all day. And most of the time we'd end up sleeping there till Monday and then go to class straight from there. And one time Will was telling me to like shut up and go home one day because I was pissing him off. And then he left and I was like, what the hell is this guy talking about? So I went up to his room and took the mattress off his bed frame. And you know those wood things that hold your bed up?
Yeah.
On his bed, they were Velcro, so they all came out at once. So I just pulled it off, and he had no like T-frame in the middle. So then I just gently put the mattress back on top of it, and And then when he came home, I was like egging him on. And then he was like getting frustrated. So he went up to his room. I'm like, yeah, just go jump on your bed and go to sleep. And so he goes upstairs and lies down on his bed, sinks right down, big crash from downstairs. He's like, what the hell?
Oh, I love just messing with the boys, and we've all got it done to us before.
The best messing with Batesy. Remember when he put that big mattress box over his head and he had his whole body, he had the armholes cut out of it. Do you guys remember that? Were you there for that, Johnny?
That was the fire, right?
It was at the fire.
Yeah.
And then he'd have this long box that would go from his head to his knees, but he had the armholes punched out of the side of it. So he's walking around like box man. And he had the eyes and the mouth so he could breathe and see. But we'd push him over into the snow and he wouldn't be able to get up because the box would be below his waist. So we'd just leave him there in the snow for like half an hour, help him up. Then he'd be like trying to get us to help him take it off. And we'd be like, no, no, no.
Was that the same night of the birth of the Bud Light night?
No.
No.
The Bud Light night was a different night.
Okay. Because I've heard of the Bud Light night. I know he's quite the mythological character in Superior.
Yeah, Bud Light Knight.
But I was never there when he came.
He's one of the most noble knights around, actually.
Yeah, I was never there when he came in on his majestic steed. But I heard he's a hoot, so I was just wondering if that's the same time, because I know he liked to hang around the shack quite a bit, the old shack.
Yeah, no, yeah. The worst I ever had it at the shack was. The day we decided to go, I think it was like country themed. I had a cut off jean jacket and I had just cut my hair into a mullet. Yeah. And I think it was
sophomore year.
Yeah, it was your first year, Johnny.
Yeah.
And I grabbed a couple drinks that had the red dye that I'm allergic to in it, and I didn't realize it. Remember that day?
Dude, the watermelon white.
That was insane.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna die.
Like that. That was like a bad reaction.
Like I didn't even have like many drinks. I just had like probably two or three of them.
No, you were just reacting to it.
I was just hived out.
Yeah. Like your face looked like a bunch, like it was like pixelated.
I looked like a leopard.
Yeah. Like you had like a little red checkerboard on your face.
Yeah. It looked like I just run the gauntlet in paintball.
Did we take a picture of you then?
Yeah. There's gotta be a picture of it.
I have his back, not his face.
I have one on my face
because his back was so red.
Yeah, it was like blotchy. Like it was crazy. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, wasn't good.
And then there was the one night I turned yellow. I don't know if you guys remember that night.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I was sitting on your couch and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, you look like SpongeBob. I must
not have eaten in 30 hours, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, hey, trials and tribulations, you know.
Happens, but yeah, good memories. You know, just about now, you know, if we were back at school, we'd be doing bar golf.
Yep.
That's always a good time.
Yeah, we just missed out on that.
The biggest flop of a prank we ever had was when we spent like an hour and a half taking all the furniture out of Frizz's room and setting his bedroom up the same in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he got home and he just went, oh, okay. And then just went to bed in the kitchen, slept there.
Like everything. We took everything out of his room and put it in the living room.
Everything.
That's awesome.
And we set it up exactly how he had it in his room, but in the kitchen.
That's amazing. That guy's going in his room was the funniest experience every single time.
Yeah, because it looked like he had just got a donation of a bunch of clothes and they came in and threw them all on the floor. And his desk, there was not a single square inch of space on his desk from all the colognes and magic potions that his dad gives him and stuff.
Yeah,
and on there,
like, or like weird snacks like banana chips or something.
Yeah, or the best thing he had on there was he had the Parmesan cheese from the pizza places that come in the little packets.
Yeah, he's like, don't use it all.
He's like, oh, we're like, can we throw these out? He's like, no, I'm gonna use those later.
Yeah,
like those have been sitting there. Well, how am I supposed to have Parmesan cheese when I need it?
I'm gonna refill the container with all these Parmesan cheese things.
Yeah, and then you'd be like, and then we'd all help him clean it up, and then he wouldn't know where anything was unless it was absolute chaos in there.
Yeah,
which was like the most fascinating part. Like You'd be like, Johnny, can you go grab my charger? And then I'd be like, yeah. After about, I don't want to exaggerate, but maybe about 5 minutes of looking, which is a long time for being in a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
He would just be like, oh yeah, under the box of gummy bears, beside the Trulies, and under the bed.
And then, yeah, and he had cases of seltzer water under his bed, just in case. He had every flavor of bubbly,
Propel,
LaCroix.
This is how he would have those like mini personal Gatorades.
Yeah.
And then you're like, Frizz, can I have one? He'd be like, yeah, but only orange.
Or when he would put the,
the worst flavor only.
He put his leftover pizzas and like the leftover cake we had one time right in the basement beside the cat's litter box. And we're like, what is that doing down there? He's like, keeps it cool.
Was that Yelly's birthday cake?
It was Yelly's birthday cake. It was down there for like
5 months, was it?
Probably. Dude, yeah, it was from February till when we moved out.
And it was, yeah, because he wanted to prank me when we came back from Alabama.
Yeah.
So it was down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally 4 months.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He's like, we're saving it to prank Marty.
Yeah. And it was still good. It still looked like a brand new birthday cake.
Yeah. That was the most disturbing part. It looked like it just came out of the oven.
Did he ever end up doing it, or was.
No, because the other guys ruined. I think Yelly ruined it. He like told me that it was still down there, and then Frizz was mad at him because he wanted to prank me.
Alright,
so
that was a perfectly good prank.
Yeah.
You know what's funny too is I know Frizz listens to this.
No, yeah. he's gonna be sitting in his car just going.
Gonna laugh. Oh yeah, he'll get a kick out of this because he likes going on long drives.
Yeah, well, when he goes on a long drive, he just turns on the No Bad Days podcast, and
as you should.
Yeah, it's great driving material. Really, yeah,
honestly, for our listeners, we really hope we're at least some source of entertainment for you. So
yeah, they got any funny jokes
right now?
No,
I guess, yeah, now because we are recording right now.
Yeah, no, wait till after we're done and then tell us.
I don't know. What are you looking for? Like a knock knock or what?
No, it's okay. I was just kidding.
Yeah, because I didn't have any. So
no, that's okay. I saved you there. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I think when we moved out, he still had some of his off of the truck seafood in there too.
Yeah.
You know,
that was all gone.
Oh, the crab legs.
It's still here. It still smelt like it in there for months and months and
maybe
months.
That's what it was. It still smelt like it when you guys
moved. Yeah, it smelled like crab legs.
Yeah.
2 years.
I found one time I was looking in there for something to pull out for dinner. I found a crab claw at the bottom of the freezer just open.
it had like a chicken wing in its hand.
Yeah. That was the most insane experience ever too, because like Superior, Wisconsin, not known for its seafood. See, yeah. Now it's in the Midwest. Yeah. And then he decided he went to the grocery store. It was in the mall. And there was a freezer truck parked in the parking lot of the mall. And there was people selling boxes of seafood. And he bought like $175 worth of seafood.
Yeah. It's funny. I bought a pair of Nikes out of that same truck.
Yeah. That was insane. He came back with a box the size of the freezer and put it all in there.
Yeah. He goes, guys, this is a bargain. Nice. And it's like black shrimp and like
not
fuzzy crab legs and green lobster.
Yeah, like sea urchins.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's a bunch of algae in there.
Edible coral.
Sea cucumbers.
Sea cucumbers.
You gotta get your veggies in.
Everyone's eating sea cucumbers for dinner.
And then he tried to pawn, like after a while of having it, he tried to pawn it off on you. He'd be like, you want some tuna for dinner? No.
He's like, I'll make it for you.
Yeah.
You see the tuna on the wrapper though, it's just the head.
No, those are the head would be an always dish.
Yeah. It's only the fins. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, what see, a guy. Great guy.
You see Dave's snap of Mr. Morty Cat yesterday or today?
Yeah. One of them hanging off.
Morty looks like he's put on the freshman 15 a little bit. He's been eating well at the Kaplan Manor.
Oh yeah, Chauncey's been refilling that bowl.
Oh yeah.
But honestly, Mort's a cute cat. I like Mort.
I like Mort.
He Mort's just like sometimes he stinks.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He's the only cat that doesn't meow. I don't know if have we talked about this on the pod before?
Probably a long time ago.
I think we did last one.
Did we?
We were doing the noise. So we're like,
ooh. Oh yeah.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I have a bad memory. But
he would hoot like an owl for some reason.
But no, he literally like he doesn't know how to meow. There's none of that. It's pigeon. No. He's half raccoon because I think he was raised by them.
Yeah.
He's an alley cat or something.
Yeah.
Honestly, that might be why he doesn't know how to meow, is because he was from the streets.
He just loved jacking people's seats on the couch too. As soon as he got up, he'd sit near a warm butt print and just moss out.
Yeah.
Right in the fart suit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was a fart sniffer, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, the amount of farts buried in that couch is probably ridiculous. That thing will probably melt anyone's eyebrows off.
Hopefully no one lights a cigarette beside that couch because it's going to burst into flames.
Oh, yeah. That house will be gone. Half the block will be gone.
Yeah, but Superior itself will just disintegrate.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Mort was whiskers first right into there. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He just burned the tips of them down.
That was like his little sauna or something. I don't know, but. Yeah, good guy.
Yeah, great guy. I love Mort.
He was all right. The only part that pissed me off is like if you're wearing a black pair of pants, you get white cat hair.
Oh yeah, no, dude, you could not wear black until immediately before you were leaving.
Yeah, I was ruined by Mort, and Ollie was pretty bad. Was shedding.
Yeah. Well, because he got brushed once a decade.
Once a semester.
On his birthday every year.
Yeah, time for your spring cleaning.
how about when he would get his nails trimmed in the living room?
Oh yeah, and then
you see this nail just like fly
up. Yeah.
Just no one knows where it is now. Yeah. There's cat nails everywhere.
Well, we'll get that later.
You're eating at the TV dinner trays. You're watching hockey, and then all of a sudden, Frizz is chopping all these nails right beside you.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you could be like eating eggs as like a crunch, like eggshell. Nope.
Kitty claw.
Paw. Tastes
like cat litter.
Oh,
Marty, did you prepare questions for the?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I got a bonus riddle in case it goes into a tiebreaker.
I think we're gonna get villain of the podcast Tammy to come down and play.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? New segment, new game.
She's been begging, and we're going to lift her suspension and see how she does. She's on probation, though, so if she screws up, then...
Is she going to sit beside you or go on the computer?
No, she's going to sit beside me. Let me just FaceTime her and tell her to come down here because I still live at home. but yeah, if you guys... Are they hard questions? Did you do the first grade ones or the fifth grade ones?
They're kind of all mixed.
Oh, you mixed them up?
Yeah.
I feel like either way, it shouldn't be a problem, but...
Yeah, hopefully not.
But you never know.
This is my first time playing, so...
I'm going to go get a pen and paper then, boys.
Okay, let's take a break. I'll go get my mom.
You have no idea what I've been through with him this summer.
Well, I know he's been home for a total of 11 days in the last 4 months, so...
Yeah, well, when he is home, he either makes me work out where he made me push a car. Yeah, Jordan, exactly. Or he takes me golfing, and for every regular shot, he's like, you can do better. And so by the time we're done, I've played 72 holes and I'm exhausted and he's making fun of me.
Okay, well, that's the voice of longtime listener and also longtime mother. Fresh off suspension.
Well, the IUAPM outweighs
that
the
IUAPM. That was dissolved. That company was dissolved.
No,
that organization doesn't exist anymore.
That was a seizure and desist.
Yeah, we seizured on our wrist in season one.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, crack a dictionary, please.
Okay. So we're going to see if you crack a dictionary. This
cease and desist.
I know what it is, Mom. We've talked about it before. If you ever listen to me,
Tammy, do you know what I thought it was when I first heard that?
Johnny, like literally, you're gonna
you want to know?
Yes.
I thought it was seasoned assist. So what I thought it meant was like a veteran player getting an assist. That's okay though. We know now, so it's better.
Yeah, now we know that it's a Caesar, like a Mott's Clamato Caesar
on your wrist, like where you wear a watch.
There was a funny moment on Chicklets podcast today where they were talking about the U.S. and Canadian dollar, like how the guy that lives in Sweden was like, oh yeah, right now the coronas is like 11 compared to the dollar. You get like 11 coronas for the dollar. And Biz was like, oh, that's a lot of booze for $1. And they all started laughing. He's like, no, that's the currency.
Oh my god. Hey, you can't win them all, right?
Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna play Are You Smarter Than a Hockey Guy with a hockey guy's mom. So clearly, and we're in close quarters over here, so we're gonna have to hide our answers.
Yeah.
So you guys will be in charge. Jordan, you got to be in charge of watching my mom's eyes, making sure they're not peering over.
Yeah, and lucky for Tammy, I'm not playing today, so.
That's true. We gave, yeah. Thankfully, well, she has a break.
You know Taver's going to cheat. I mean, as it was, he came upstairs, grabbed.
Don't call me Taver. Freaking weird.
Troy Kevin James McTavish, would you like me to call you that?
That's good.
I like our Tammy on. This is good. I
could call you Yort.
Should we tell them what I said to you yesterday when you were walking away from me?
Oh my God. I actually laughed because I was like, sorry, what?
I was talking to her in the kitchen and she was walking away. And you know that scene from Four Christmases where Vince Vaughn goes, bitch, I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Ethan had that look like, oh, shit's going to get real.
She turned around. She's like, what did you say? I was like, nothing.
I'm from North Dakota.
Yeah, the Bison State.
Yeah.
Damn about those cheap earrings. All right, Marty, first question.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
We're ready. We'll start off easy. Okay, here we go. How many days are there in a leap year?
360.
You have to write it down on your paper. This is what I mean.
He's cheating already.
I know, it's freaking brutal.
You wonder where he gets his Tourette's from.
All right. I gotta show it to the camera.
What?
What's everyone got?
I said 355.
It said 366.
Yeah, it's 366.
I thought you skip a day.
No, you get a day.
I don't know why I got 355.
February 29th.
1-0, Tammy.
You have to cut this off early.
Then they shouldn't call it a leap year. You're not leaping anything. You're gaining.
You're born on February 29th. You only get a birthday every 4 years. So when you would normally be 16, you're technically only four.
Yeah, but why are they leap? If it's a leap year, wouldn't they be leaping that day?
Because like a leap year sounds like you're subtracting.
Man, whoever made that was dumb. Must have been like freaking John Hancock or something.
Okay. 1-0, Tammy.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, here we go. This is an English question. The person in a novel who tells the story from a third person perspective is called a what?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
The person in a novel who tells the story from a third person perspective is called a what?
You want me to look at it or not? Person in
10 seconds.
I know this answer is wrong.
Yeah, me too.
But it's technically right. It's technically right.
Okay.
Yeah, I put that too.
Yeah, narrator.
That's right.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
I just point out I had it first. I didn't have to have it repeated. I didn't have to sit there and then squeeze it out of my brain. I just like knew it. So I think I should get a bonus point for that, Marty.
I overthought that one because anyone
thought it too,
right? Like, but like if it's in the third person, then the narrator's in the story.
Yeah.
Okay, this is gonna be.
And so you know, Mom, you don't get points for answering first. You have pens and paper.
Should be a speed round. Just saying.
Well, why don't you make your own podcast and have your own game?
Oh, I would light it up.
Against yourself, you'd win every time.
Okay, we're going with the U.S. question here.
Uh-oh.
What is the largest U.S. state by landmass? Everyone seems confident.
I know it.
See you?
Everything's bigger in Alaska.
Alaska. Johnny, what do you got?
I got Alaska.
Yeah. Johnny and Tabor get points. Tanner put California.
Did you say California?
Sucks. You idiot.
The California, Tammy?
Well, it like covers the whole
Western. Learn some culture, would you?
That's brutal. Sorry.
Everything's okay. Bigger in Texas, but it's also bigger in Alaska. Bigger than Texas.
I thought you were gonna say Texas there.
Yeah, I know.
He was just trying to throw.
I was trying to get my mom to put Texas down, but that she was wrong anyway. So
okay, another geography question.
So wait, is it 2-2 and 2 right now?
Yeah, 2-2. Okay. Another geography. Here we go. Which country is both on an island and a continent?
She's looking over at my paper.
I'm trying to think.
Wait, on an island and a continent?
Yeah.
She looked at my answer right now. She's got the same one as me.
I don't. My pen ran out, actually.
Johnny, do you have it?
It's my wife.
I think this is it.
I think I got it, too.
I have no idea.
Ready?
Yeah, let's see.
Australia?
Yeah.
I got Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, she looked at mine. That's BS.
I did not.
Okay, can I have my pen back?
Well, you gave me a pen that's
private. You got your own pen.
All right.
Do your parents put up with abuse like this? Like, oh, does your pen not work, princess?
This is the tiebreaker.
3-3.
Question 5.
No, isn't question 6 the tiebreaker?
Well, yeah, that would be the bonus question. And I got a riddle for today.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
So, would you like geography or a science?
Geography.
Okay, science. Science major.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't taken science since grade 10.
This one might be easy, so it might be going to the
bonus. You didn't graduate.
Ooh, there it is.
It's in the works.
Okay, here we go. Oh, this one might be easy. I'm gonna do the other one.
Okay, don't second guess yourself. It's fine either way.
Okay, what measures distance north or south of the equator, latitude or longitude? 50-50.
Like up down,
north or south of the equator? Johnny looks confused.
I don't know how to spell it.
I can't. It's longitude or latitude? Has everyone got their answers?
Yeah. I realized I was showing the answer to Johnny beforehand.
No, I had it, but.
The answer, everyone has their answers?
Yeah.
The answer is latitude.
Well, we were all wrong.
Everyone was wrong?
Yeah, I said longitude.
All right. Bonus round riddle.
See, that doesn't make sense though, because lateral means sideways.
You would think. No, but yeah, but the equator goes the same way as the latitude though. So that does make sense. Didn't think that.
That would be the opposite.
But latitude, if it's up and down, a ladder goes up and down.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they thought when they thought.
No,
of that
I'm
name.
Just saying, like there's some logic.
The guy, the guy was like, what should we call this? And then he climbed the ladder. He's like, latitude. And then he had attitude while he was on the ladder. So he's like, yeah, we'll mix those two.
OK,
Okay, next.
You want the riddle or the geography question?
Geography.
Geo.
See if we can knock someone out here.
Okay.
What is the largest country by size?
By land size?
Landmass or population?
Just says by size. The other one was landmass.
Okay, well, I'm gonna this is off of assuming landmass.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do that.
I was gonna put one down for landmass, one down for population.
No, one answer.
Overachiever or what?
Always.
There's two words here.
Let's go.
Can you see mine?
What's Tavers?
Mine's Canada.
So is mine.
Mine's Russia.
Johnny got it.
I thought it was Russia, but I didn't. I thought Canada because the northern territories would have had it.
Canada's second biggest country in the world.
Okay.
Well, that's Johnny. Johnny takes the dub on this one.
Johnny gets the dub today. Good job, Johnny. I was cheering for you, man. I didn't want my mom to win, so it was either. Thanks,
I was trying my best to beat her anyway, so
yeah. Good.
Tammy, we'll have a rematch. We'll have you on in a few more episodes.
Oh yeah, I've heard that before, but he'll find a way to like suspend me again.
Well, this is technically a few episodes later, so
yeah,
a few, like 30.
Yeah,
a handful.
I know, and I hear we're doing reverse this year. Instead of you coming to me before you guys hit the road, Troy's coming to Hamilton before you guys hit the road.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So
reverse rules.
Feel free to come down with them though.
I had all the guest room pillows like ready for you, Johnny.
I'll have to come next summer then.
Well, I was going to teach you how to make your bed, but you leave this time.
Well, there's too many friggin' pillows that I can't remember how.
That's right. We'll get them next time.
That's the line. You get them next time.
Sammy's 0 for 2 on podcast games. So I don't know if she'll ever be back. 0% win rate.
0% win. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
We appreciate you coming on though, Tammy.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming all the way downstairs to the cave.
With like no warning. I'm like, oh, good. You're up for dinner. He's like, no, you're on the podcast. Grab a pad and a piece of paper.
That's how we got to get you. You can't prepare. We can't let you prepare.
To the Taver Cave.
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, it was good seeing you boys again.
Good to see you too, Tammy.
All right, let's wrap up this episode right now too.
All right, Tammy, you want to do the outro?
That would imply that I listen and I know what it is.
Oh my God. You're probably like half the listeners that we get.
Like, subscribe, and
download.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, that concludes today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Cheers.
See you, folks.
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.